The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday. Yes, I said Friday. Good news for all of you. January 11th, 2013, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Yesterday on Facebook, at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, we posted a quote by John Jay, who's one of our founding fathers. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers.
Hmm.
Deborah commented, Deborah Null said, a history lesson, John Jay, founding father, quote, our Christian nation, it is a duty and privilege to vote for Christian leaders. Do you know why? Quote, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Just because someone says they are Christian and put a bumper sticker on their cars, you can't tell by what they stand for, how they act, and what freedom they protect.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. It doesn't not what comes out of your lips. It comes out of what you stand for.
The government needs to be blamed second to the professed Church of America.
That's for sure.
Because I've never seen so many hypocrites in all my life, friends.
I think if you look at the overall, what would you say, the church hierarchy in America,
mm-hmm.
they behave far worse than what our government behaves.
Well,
right,
that's
now.
Why government is the way mm-hmm. that the church is, because it's the church that is teaching first. The government how to act up and disobey. Right.
Yep.
And you can see that throughout scriptures.
Because there's lack of love to the Savior that they claim.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, we had another great article on News with Views, and Bradley posted it. It was on disarming the American citizens and about the history of disarmament. This gentleman quoted or commented, if there is one element missing from today's liberty fight, it is the lack of participation from the American pastors. This is in Bradley's column.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, this email guy said. By and large, they are MIA. Speaking of the pastors, correct again, he said.
Yep.
How many pastors today are warning their congregations of the threat against their Second Amendment liberties, said Bradley in the column.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
How many pastors are even quoting scriptures from the pulpit anymore?
Exactly. Where's even the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
None.
They're hirelings, friends, not pastors. Yep.
This gentleman commented, none, to what Bradley had written. They're too busy praising a non-existent Jesus, G-E-E-S-U-S.
One that looks just like them, right?
And passing the plate.
Yeah.
And for that, the Most High is holding them accountable across the
Amen.
Nation, religious and political spectrum. Yes. You may quote me, said Colonel Robert F. Cunningham from Albuquerque.
Awesome. Let me interject something really quick. We talk about dictatorships and what they do, namely in our country, this criminal in office means to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image. Well, that's exactly what pastors or professed pastors, they're rightly called hirelings, have done over the last 50 and 60 years in this country. They're trying to create a Jesus that looks just like them. God has a wonderful plan for you. He loves you no matter what you do. Well, try that in a marriage sometimes, friends.
It's an identical parallel.
It's exactly that. Well, that's why he gave the analogy in Romans 7.
And that's why we receive, on the other hand, because of our lack of love and our lack of duty to our Savior.
Well, I'd like to go out and commit adultery on my wife. What's wrong with that, guys? Smack, smack.
Yep.
I'm found out. I come back and tell, my wife, I am so sorry for that. I'm so sorry for that. Okay, I'll give you another chance. Is he sorry when he goes out and does it again? No. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:9, friends. Adulterers shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Go to James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:6. What does it talk about? Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. See, there's a difference, friends, between a church that walks in holiness and acts just like Jesus, the Jesus they follow, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, the man of war, than those that capitulate. And what you see today from a good portion of what you call the American church today, friends, is a total reproach and it's blasphemy, friends, towards heaven in every sense of the word, because it's a lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, it's these kind of people that crucified the Christ because God didn't look and act just like the way that they wanted him to act.
That's right. And that's why Christ reproved them, and hence you have the crucifixion. Bradley just released his newest column called Enemy of God Equals Enemy of America. And we did some text art. Again, I always tell you guys about the text art on the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, because they're easy to like and share. And this is the statement on this week's. It's taken from that WND column. These atheists, secularists, communists, and communists they are willing to play the minions to help constitute foreign government over the American government.
They are.
Not only are they enemies to God, but to America as well. And Joyce commented, Grinsdorf Howell, she said, you mean you're telling me that our 113th Congress wouldn't recognize a false Bible? Whoa, imagine that. One thing to say
well,
to make that
that's,
statement.
That's not funny, though, because
no,
I don't even like when people
that's
make comments like
that
because it's our responsibility to make people understand who Christ is, not by what we say, but by what we do. Right. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Our lives, friends, is what they read.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't practice what we preach, then we better read the third commandment when he said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
So, Joyce, if you're listening, we need to be part of the answer because,
that's
as you
right.
said before, Bradley, the problem is not government. It's
I get what she was saying,
allow.
Though. I really do. I'm not
yep.
capping on her.
Well,
I'm just saying
another
we got
level.
That's exactly
we
right. We got to double
level.
Down on our efforts, friends.
Yep.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about the Nuremberg trials, friends. The Nuremberg trials. Man, we have to have another one before it happens, friends, because we see it coming down the line. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I thought we got rid of all that old stuff, Terry. It's time to throw it. Throw it. Throw it. Throw it. Throw up. It out. I can't stand it.
I could see
and hear it looping. It's not Carrie looping, then it's the... I don't like that one. No, that's not the one I like. That's not the... Are you sure? All right. Anyways, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Sons of Liberty, I'm sorry, on my Facebook, go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to check our Facebook page out, it is called Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check that out. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1. Don't forget double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Friends, I'm sitting here just thinking about what Jake had just brought to you guys. And I go to Scripture in Psalm 50. It says, "Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God." And then as I read down a little bit, I look at how faithful God has been to his people and how they continuously take advantage of the covenant that God has bestowed upon them. He said he'd establish the covenant to those that obey his commandments. And they obey, friends, because they love him. But God says in verse 16, Psalm 50, "But unto the wicked, those that knew the difference between right and wrong, but they did it not, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Why do you say that you're a Christian, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, and act like one of my children, seeing that you hate instruction, and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him. You've been a partaker with adulterers." In other words, why do you tolerate crime in your government, Christians? God is reproving you for tolerating their crimes. Remember, it was sin that put his son, Jesus Christ, up on the cross? Then I go to verse 19. "Thou hast given thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit." Jake, how many Christians, professed Christians, have you heard dropping some kind of vulgarity from their lips?
Yeah.
Again, a lack of Christianity. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ.
Yeah, more than not.
And they call themselves Christians. It's like, what part of Scripture don't you understand? Out of the abundance of the heart, the what? Mouth speaketh. You have that filthiness in your heart and you call yourself a Christian? Maybe that's their version of the love of God that's been shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Well, it's kinda
Holy
like,
Ghost.
It's kind of like in France during the Enlightenment, they called it. But what did they do? They threw off all restraint of Christianity, and they relied upon their thought. The Enlightenment really was another Dark Ages.
Yeah.
France saw it. Ultimately, Napoleon came in, and he became another emperor.
Yeah.
That's ultimately the when you have no lack of restraint, that being Christianity, you throw yourself into an abyss. And when Christians go out and they think that they're the light, but then every word out of their mouth or every other word or whatever, even if they just use or they make jesting jokes that are sexual innuendos, more often than not, you'll find it's Christians saying those things. They're
professed like, Christians.
That's right.
Yes.
Professed Christians, because there's a difference.
There totally is. Let me go back to Scripture. Psalm 51. I'm sorry, 50, verse 21. The Bible says that you sat and spoke out against your brother. You slandered your own mother's son. God said back, these things you have done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself. He said, but I will reprove you and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Is that a little bit of what we're seeing today?
Yeah.
It totally is.
Where's the deliverance? Why does it keep getting worse?
In every sense of the word.
I can't believe it.
You know what? When I ask the professed Christians, where's Christ? Where is he at?
That would be the root, right?
Well,
there, right?
If I go to a Christian, I should expect to see
that's
Christ.
Right.
I should know them by the power of the Spirit of Christ. I shouldn't know them by their letter in their head. Friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. But yet they got all this intellectual knowledge. And by the way, a majority of them do not. And if they do have a head intellect of the Word of God, you got to ask the question, where's the bearing of the witness of the Spirit? Because you don't see it in their life, because their life doesn't act according to what they say they follow. Follow me as I follow Christ. Man, I can look at these guys and say, follow me as I follow the spirit of the world. But I know what the Word of God says. No, you don't. You may know it letter which killeth, but you don't know the spirit that bringeth life. Big difference. Big, huge difference. Can I jump over to Nuremberg?
Yeah.
Folks, this last week and we've been talking about Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, and then yesterday we were talking about Adolf Hitler, actually the day before Adolf Hitler, and then yesterday Saul Alinsky and his disciple who sits in the White House today.
Yep.
And so what I wanted to do is I just kind of wanted to bring a culmination of all of these guys. And Nuremberg trials, as we know, were those that worked for Hitler's regime. And in saying that, it was when I watched this documentary, friends, I was overwhelmed by the arrogance. Nobody felt that there'd be any justice that would be handed down to these war criminals. It's also interesting that even after what they would do during these proceedings in court, friends, is they would show the actual footage. They would play the movies of these criminals on video to show the people what they were guilty of. They would show them movies with them in it, friends. They would show the dead bodies. They would show the crimes that were being committed with them as being the main actors in their own movies. So there was no denying who they were. They had them on film doing these and committing these crimes, these atrocities against millions and millions of people, namely the Jews. Most people don't even realize that he killed 6 million of his own people first.
Okay,
political dissidents. Go ahead.
You bring up that Jews point, and I've thought about this numerous times. I talked to the kids about it this morning because we were going through Germany in history class. And the Jewish people think, well, you know, they were Jews, which they were. These were German citizens that happened to be Jewish. That was their religion.
Yeah.
Just like in America, we're all American citizens that maybe happen to be Christian. Maybe they happen to be Muslim. Maybe they happen to be whatever it is. He murdered his own citizens. The Jews weren't separate from the Germans. They were Germans.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many times I think about that. I don't think about the fact that, wait a minute, these are German citizens that live right next door that borrowed them money.
But don't most people bring that connection in?
I don't know.
Because
he went and attacked Jews. It's like, well, wait a minute.
I never separated the two.
Yeah.
I've always
did as a kid.
I've seen Schindler's List 3 or 4 mm-hmm. or 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And so I understood right away that they were citizens and they were under attack by this new regime.
Yep.
And this guy with a little funny mustache named Adolf Hitler that nobody in Germany, 80 million people, didn't take him serious
yep.
until he got into power. But in 1945 were the Nuremberg trials. And the first thing that was said, friends, listen carefully. The first thing that was said during the opening of the proceedings during the Nuremberg trials was this. The laws of God and man have been violated and must not go unpunished.
That's right.
That was the first thing that was said.
Who do they reference?
And he happened to be an American.
That's right.
The first thing he said, the laws of God and man have been violated and must not go unpunished.
You know,
listen carefully, friends. That's a real Christian, by the way. He was enforcing the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments of God to bring forth righteousness and peace to a world that didn't have it because criminals were let loose.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Imagine if you would have just said, the laws of man have been broken. Well, then the reference would have been the laws of men, and then the Germans would have said, well, we were following orders. That was the law.
They did say that.
Got off.
That's right. Well, in other words, and that's a great point.
It is.
Because what they did is they threw off God, the Germans did of the day, and they took, and by the way, there was very few that were innocent and not knowing as to what was really going on. Even the German soldiers, friends, they knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. It's not just the SS. Someone is enforcing what Hitler was doing. So there's no scapegoats here, friends, especially those over in Germany that are trying to say, well, we didn't know what was going on. Yeah, you knew all the well what was going on. You were the one helping turning these people in and turn these people in.
That's right.
And the German soldiers knew exactly what this was about. But in saying that, what was that point? Okay, what they did is they gave their allegiance over to Adolf Hitler. And by the way, they had to swear allegiance.
Yep.
Even pastors and churches and priests, friends, they were mandated to give an oath unto Adolf Hitler. To give power to the state rather than over to God. And here comes Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was one that didn't give his allegiance.
Yeah.
Praise God for guys like that. But I think it's really important why our forefathers told us that we are to throw off tyrants and we are to give our obedience unto God.
Yeah.
And that's who we are, America. We've been born in the fire, not in the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to remember that. Our forefathers threw off a tyrant. They said no to a tyrant and they said yes to God. That's what makes America great. That's what makes America the light of the world.
Yep. And going back to that concept again, the laws of God. God is the one who establishes those laws. And you look through any regime throughout history. I just brought up France not too long ago. France became enlightened. They threw off the shackles of God. They beheaded
kings.
Yes,
they did.
They thought they were free. And then somebody had to take over and organize the country. It happened to be Napoleon. And tons of bloodshed was shed throughout all of Europe. The same with Hitler. There's no end to that. Unless you have the laws of God enforcing a nation.
Speaking of France, is that why Thomas Jefferson said the difference between French government, European government, and American government was the difference between heaven and hell? Yes. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back talking about the Nuremberg trials. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Martin Niemöller. First they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists and I did not speak out because I was a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me. No, that's exactly right. I got a question for the people that don't understand what took place in Hitler's time. Where was the love to look out for each other? Where was the love? If everybody would have came together in the first place, it would have never took place. If everybody would have been looking out for each other, the atrocities would have never taken place. We wouldn't be talking about this today, friends. Where was the love? Where is the love to look out for one another? I mean, we see Hobby Lobby right now under attack, friends. We should be surrounding Hobby Lobby and willing to lay our necks out on the altar of sacrifice as well. Shouldn't we? Yes. What happens when that takes place? Nobody can resist it or overcome it, can they? No. There's 312 million people in this country, and you're allowing less than 545, which are all not bad, destroy your country? Where's the love? I'll tell you where the love is. People are too busy watching a football game or a basketball game rather than protecting the babies in the womb. And then when you're beginning to see the disarmament of your own country and your own people, you wonder, where's God? Where's God? Where's God? That's what the babies are saying in the womb. Who's here to protect me? We don't even protect the babies and we expect God to protect us? Do unto others as you would have them do as unto yourself, friends. Back to Nuremberg trials. It just jacks me up. It's so simple. It's not difficult. We look out for each other, friends. That's love. The Nuremberg trials took place in 1945. The first thing that was said was the laws of God and man have been violated and must not go unpunished. Folks, the very thing that they tried to hide was the evidence of their guilt. They showed movies of these criminals that were in court that were being tried. They actually showed you and the people watching the crimes being committed right in front of their face. They couldn't deny the crimes. And they knew that after the crimes were exposed on film for everybody in the courtroom to see it, then what they did is they tried to hide behind a fictitious state that Adolf Hitler created in saying, hey, listen, we're not responsible. The state is. And my point is the very idea that state commit crimes is a fiction in the first place. People had to obey unlawful orders to commit the crimes in the first place. In other words, those men who exercise great power and responsibility tried to hide themselves behind the fictional state. As if to say, we're not guilty, we were just taking orders. Well, who responded to those orders? You did. Guilty. How can the act actually be, what's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say, how can the act be apart from the actor? But there has to be an actor to bring forth the act. Mm-hmm. In other words, the crime is not a crime until someone takes the act to act out the part and to play the part.
There's no
before
crime.
The crime is committed.
There's no crime without a criminal.
Common sense.
Yeah.
But you know what these people did?
Get that.
12 million people. You know what they did? 12 million people were murdered by these criminals, monsters. And they were in such defiance, friends, as to plead not guilty. They pled, friends, listen to me carefully. Even after, during the Nuremberg trials, even after the crimes were committed and they were busted on film and exposed on film for committing the crimes in the very act in some cases, they said not guilty. What are you dealing with today, friends? Authoritarianism. Totalitarianism. This administration has been busted 50,000 times since he's been in this administration. Oh, case in point, Eric Holder. Department of Injustice, he's staying on another 4 years, America, because the American people are too busy watching the football game. You just gave them a pass. You just gave Benghazi a pass and Fast and Furious a pass. Will he do it again? Yes, he will. Rest assured, you gave them a pass. Not guilty, they say. If they were guilty, they'd be thrown in jail for treason and crimes committed against their own people, namely you, America. Because when I'm talking about the Nuremberg trials, I'm saying we need to have them before rather than after. Because another crime will be committed tomorrow. And the one after that day, and another one, and another one, and another one. And they're all going to follow just like a bunch of dominoes because the American people sit back and let them do it. Not guilty, they said. 12 million people at Nuremberg trials. They had all of these guilty criminals that worked for Adolf Hitler. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. What's the lesson? Put them in power, they'll do it again. Put them in power, they'll do it again. And they were willing to do it again, friends. What happens when crime continuously goes unaccounted for or justice is not committed against them crimes? What happens? They do it again and again and again and again.
That's exactly what Isaiah in 26 says. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked. In other words, turn your eye. Oh, it was a coincidence. Not a big deal. Yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness. Though you may be upright, America, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord.
Jake, I'm talking about a third world country here, aren't I? The United States of America? That's not on our watch. No, it just doesn't happen here.
Nope.
But he's been busted handing drugs, the very ones they're attempting to ban right now. Friends, he was busted giving the guns to the Mexican drug cartel. And Brian Terry was killed. And yet he's going to go on for another 4 months? Oh, forget about Benghazi. Forget about the 300 Mexicans that were killed through Fast and Furious and Brian Terry. Forget about all that, friends. Forget about the American government under this administration arming your enemies. Just forget about it. Just let them do what they want to do and get on the bandwagon on Facebook and capitulate and talk about, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Man, can you imagine if our forefathers said that to us? Can you imagine if the veterans and our families would have said that to us? They'd be ashamed of us. And I'm not going to stand before God saying I did nothing about what's going on here. No way. No way. I'm absolutely ashamed of what I see when I see when I look on Facebook and all of these capitulated. Oh, there's nothing we can do. Oh, he's going to do this next. You know, someone had the audacity of taking a picture for this criminal in office, having a bunch of Muslims bow down to him during his inauguration. I said, there's nothing funny about that. You should be ashamed of what you just posted. What about the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have? And you think it's funny? Nothing funny about it. Almost acting like Obama's going to do his inaugural address or his re-inauguration in a different country. No, it's going to be in Washington, D.C. It's going to be at the capital of the United States of America. Bunch of stinking, spineless, capitulating cowards is what you are. And you know what you do. And you know what you leave undone. And you act like I'm talking to somebody else. Especially the professed Christians. Oh, you must be talking to somebody else. Well, let me tell you something. On Judgment Day, God isn't going to be talking about somebody else. He's going to be talking to you all by yourself. Our country is weighed in the balance right now. It's hanging in the balance. And we need to stand up, friends. Not guilty. They killed 12 million people. They're not guilty. Remember what Stalin used to do? He used to blame somebody else. That's what you see in politics all day long, friends. And you let it go. We know that during the Reichstag fire that they were all trumped up. The crimes were to start the own fire by Adolf Hitler and his demonic staff and his cabinet and his SS.
They blame the communists.
They did.
They need to uproot.
That's right. That's exactly right. So he creates a crime that he points at his enemy.
That's right.
Just like what they did with guns, friends.
Yep.
Crimes are committed by the guns? Really? Wow.
Not
the NRA, the
guns.
Best thing they've done, friends, is go up to the base of the White House and tell them basically, in essence, this. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of you comparing demonic murderers and madmen to the law-abiding gun owner. Well, it's the same thing. What are we talking about here? What did Hitler do? Same thing. A crime's committed, they go for what they want. How come they're not talking about education, friends? How come they're not talking about the dangerous psychotropic drugs that these kids are put on and they're set up in public schools? Don't want to talk, well, that's not what we need to get rid of. Of course it's not. We already know what you're going for, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. You're going for the right to bear arms because it stands in your way. And as you just said, Jake, orchestrated of the perceived enemies of the Reich, the commies.
Yep.
Who did it? Hitler did. He enraged his people against those that he hated. What's happening today? Who's playing the biggest race card known to mankind, friends?
The pimping office.
That's exactly right. Your office. Then he started to go after trade unions. Then he started to go after churches. Then he started to go after everybody that he didn't like.
Every power source.
And we're going to continue on this vein right when we come back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You know, the one thing I think is important for everybody to understand about Mr. Bradley Dean, everything in my life, that's my wife and my kids, is black and white. There is no in-between. And I see Scripture teaches me the same thing. There is no in-between. Either hot or cold, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And the Lord said, Jesus Christ, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Repent for what? Sin. Get with it. In essence, Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That's exactly right. That is awesome. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily by we the people against crime in government, therefore the heart of that wicked government is fully set in them to do evil.
You know, a perfect analogy of this. Who's that stinking psycho that shot the congresswoman? I can't remember his name. Big goofy,
yeah,
smiling psycho.
Yeah, Jared Loughner.
Jared Loughner. He's still sitting around. He hasn't been executed for his crime.
No, they're
of
giving
attempting
him
other people.
Jake, both him and James Holmes, they got options.
They're
now.
Not in a hurry to execute justice on them, but they are in a hurry to get your guns out of your hands now.
Can I say something? And this isn't ironic. This is all planned.
Yes, it is.
What are they talking about right now?
Set up.
Oh, look at the timing of James Holmes and Jared Loughner.
Yep.
Look at the timing of, oh, you know, we got to have their case now. We have to throw it out there in front of the people. Them poor children at Sandy Hook.
Just remember the guns.
Yep. Yeah. All together, same time.
Yep.
What a coincidence.
Remember the guns.
What a coincidence.
You know, isn't it good? And they've just kept them alive this long, haven't, just like you said, no sentence for them. Because we're not in a hurry for that. I mean, I know people are dead.
They're even bragging
the
in jail, Jake, about how well they're treated. Yeah. Don't forget about that part.
Yeah, and yet the
don't
DOJ.
That's right. Go ahead.
The DOJ just releases stats that say 95% drop in youth victimized by guns. six times more likely to be victimized by a knife, and that children of unmarried are 3.8 times more likely to become victims.
Well, we should talk about the victimization of the pharmaceutical companies towards our kids as well through dangerous psychotropic drugs.
But they're not trying to take that away, because there's this little bill around the corner called Obamacare, and you know, that's going to have a lot to do. People need to get their prescriptions paid for, so we can't tick them off. We can't attack the medical industry.
But Dick, we're talking about someone else's country, aren't we?
Yeah, well, of course. Well, I mean, Eric Holder isn't happening
in the United States of America, is it?
Eric Holder didn't just give the Congress the finger when they said to him, you're in contempt.
Yeah, no, the president did that, Jake,
But not of America.
That wasn't enough for the American people to stand up and say, that's enough.
That's right.
Now, let's just encourage him. Let's see what else he'll do to violate we the people.
Because, you know, he's a nice man. He's a black man. He won the Nobel Peace
Prize.
And
if you speak out against him because he's black, which has nothing to do with anything, it's a system of justice that we're talking about, friends, not race, not color.
He's a black Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, different country.
Yeah, it totally must be. Talking about Nuremberg trial. Let's go on. Hitler began to attack trade unions, then the churches.
Yep.
Then he began to legislate to destroy property rights and, listen carefully, civil rights. But he couldn't have did it without the Reichstag being attacked, because he needed the Enabling Act, friends. You know, because he said to the German people, we need to relinquish all of that power. I need to overthrow your constitution, Hitler said, and it only took 6 years for him to do that. What is the Patriot Act doing since September 11th, friends? The exact same thing.
That's right.
It just took him a little longer because there's 312 million people in this country. But again, Jake, we got to be talking about something else.
Yeah, and think about that. Just think about that.
I'm glad we're talking about the Nuremberg trials and not the
American.
Because
that happened in Germany so long ago.
Yeah, and at the same time Mussolini did it, and the same time Mao Zedong did it, and at the same time Joseph Stalin did it, and at the same time Adolf Hitler did it. And guess who was helping them along in their endeavors, friends? The United States government. And oh, by the way, if you didn't submit, Mussolini did this too, and so did Stalin, and so did Mao Zedong. Adolf Hitler would exclude from professional life as well as educational life if you. Many of them were hung. Many of them were killed. Many of them stood there before their hangings and put their hands up in the air and said, Heil Hitler.
A salute.
Yep, they were saluting. They were saluting, friends.
And many of them
even thought he was going to be the Führer.
Yep.
Because he was so encouraged by what America was doing by having Winston Churchill come to Missouri to turn the guilty finger off the German people over to Stalin and the Russians. Friends, if you think Winston Churchill was a good guy, you better understand, friends, he was not. Neither was Roosevelt.
These were
New World Order monkeys helping hand in glove, advertently or inadvertently. for a later date, and now we're in it.
Yeah, I would say the real question is then why did Churchill ever aid Joseph Stalin in the first place? Why did America ever aid Joseph Stalin in the first place? Why did we come to their defense when Germans were killing Russians? When right after the war, you see what happened systematically in Europe. We got Berlin, and we have East Berlin
now,
controlled by communists.
Okay, and I'm going to bring all of this together tomorrow on Saturday's show. What did the countries that have fallen to tyrants and dictators have in common? They all forsook the God of our fathers when he relentlessly, the God of heaven, warned the people not to do so.
Sounds like scripture to me.
It does. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so will the Lord rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The God of heaven? Yes. Look at the sacrifice. What would you do if somebody desecrated the grave of your son, friends?
Right.
Let me go on. Isaiah 60, verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. And yes, I am speaking to the little useful idiots as well. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And I'm not talking about the God of the Catholics. I'm not talking about the God of the Baptists. I'm not talking about the God of the Pentecostals, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians. I'm talking about the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. What happens when we turn away from him? Take a look, friends.
And who happens to be the God of the world? No matter what you want to call it, he runs, he owns, he created us, and gave us, as you said before, the playbook for this world. These are my commandments. Why? To protect your life.
George Washington said
that
you can't govern the world without God in the Bible.
Yeah,
said, I'm Abraham Lincoln. I'm sorry, George Washington.
Yeah, George Washington.
Yes.
He actually said you cannot rightly govern. So, sure, you can govern. Hitler governed, right? But that was not rightly governing. The book of Micah says, woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. As you watch the regime of Hitler or anybody else, Stalin, communism, and the USSR, you watch it. Look what their end is. When the morning
is light,
they practice it, sin, because it is in their power, their strength, their power, their deity, politically, of their hand. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which you shall not remove your neck. Folks, that's why the Sons of Liberty are on the radio every single day, because we don't want that evil upon our neck. It's redemption. It's the sacrifice that has been set. And we need your help to keep that message going forth, folks. To become a son or daughter of liberty is more than just, hey, I'm a part of the club. It's actually where you sow in, where you social network, where you share emails, where you talk to your coworkers, your friends, and your neighbors. And folks, financially, we need your support to do the same thing. We're a nonprofit. Every dollar that you sow into this ministry goes back into your country, not somebody else's, folks, yours. And you can do that in a multitude of ways at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty on the banner there. Buy the My War series or support our cause for justice all on the homepage.
Remember when I told you I see everything as black and white? I really do, right or wrong. Did you know that my fish are black and white? I'm like, I don't have any gray ones. No, we flushed those down the toilet.
God.
Jeff Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone tomorrow, Saturday, all over the country and 52 other countries. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya!
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.